Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am, sitting on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world, telling them how much I love them and how much I see them enjoying life and being wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I was sitting at the bedside of a young man, and he was having all sorts of troubles. And he was telling me, "Mr. Sandman, I got these problems." And I said, "Well, what is the problem, son?" He said, "Well, the kids in school don't like me." And I said, "Well, do you like yourself?" "Of course I like myself." And I said, "Well, you can say that you like yourself, but do you really like yourself?" "Of course I do." "Now, what do the kids call you at school?" "Oh, they call me jerk. They call me dope. They call me dumpy, dumpy, dumpy." And I said, "Well, what is your name?" "My name is Evil Bay." I said, "Oh, your name is Evil Bay? Well, how about that? That's a lovely name. Now, Evil Bay, the best way to have everybody in the world love you is when you learn to love yourself. Now, when you learn to love yourself, everybody in the world will love you. But not necessarily because you love yourself or because you want them to love you, but that's the only way you will see everybody in the world. When you love yourself, you'll see everyone loving themselves and loving you." Well, that's easy to say. That's not easy to do. Oh, that's true, Ibube. It's not easy to do, but it is something that we do do. Now, how do you think you would go about loving yourself, Ibube? Well, by doing all the things I want to do every time I want to do them. Well, that's a good start. But does that make you really happy? Well, no. What would make you very happy? Well, if all the kids in school like me, well, I said, if you like yourself, everybody will like you. Now, obviously, you don't like yourself. Now, did you know you didn't like yourself? No. Well, you don't. Well, what do you mean I don't like myself? Well, do you do nice things for yourself? Of course. I eat what food I want to eat. I put on the clothes I want to put on. And I throw off the clothes I don't want to put on. I do just what I choose to do. And I do it because it makes me happy. Well, does that really make you happy? Does it make you happy when you look outside and see the sun shining? Hadn't thought about it. Does it make you happy when you see your auntie come over and bring you a toy and say, "This is for you, Ibube"? And do you say thank you? And do you say, "Wow, how wonderful that someone loves me"? Or just take it and go and play with it and break it as soon as you can and then throw it away? Well, I don't break it as soon as I can and throw it away. I just play with it and play with it very hard, and then it falls apart and I throw it away. Well, that's pretty much the same thing, isn't it? Well, now, you know, Ibube, the hardest thing for people in all the world to do is to like themselves. Because they've been taught that they shouldn't like themselves, that that's not nice to like yourself, that if you like yourself, then you're not being, you know, a good. I don't know where that idea ever started from, but it's not in Mr. Candle's world, that's for sure. Well, Mr. Candle, what can I do about it? Well, Ibube, let's just think about it for a moment. What do you do when you take your teddy bear out and you hold him in your arms? Oh, I snuggle him. Well, what do you do if you had a puppy dog? And I know you don't have a puppy dog, but what would you do if you had a puppy dog? And he was sitting there next to you, looking up at you, with his big brown eyes saying, "Pet me." What would you do? Well, I sort of pet him. Well, how would you pet him? Well, like this. And he runs his fingers along the floor. No. You use the front of your fingers to go on the petting. Now, just for the fun, take your hand and gently touch your knees up your thighs to your knees and back and forth, and just gently touch yourself just with your fingertips. Now, how does that feel? That feels kind of good. Now, do you think that your body likes to be loved too? Oh, I don't know. Well, why wouldn't you think your body would like to be loved? Well, I guess maybe it does, but I don't know. But why don't you think it likes to be loved? Why didn't you ever think of loving your body? Well, who loves your body? I love my body. I put clothes on it. I take my bath and I do these things. And I eat food and stuff like that. Well, what other ways could you have to love your body? Well, I don't know. How do you love your teddy bear? Oh, I hold him in my arms and I snuggle him and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Well, do you think you could do that with your body? Well, that's kind of silly. Well, try it once. Put your arms around yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Just try it. So, Abu Bey is a very dutiful boy, and he likes Mr. Sandman, and he does whatever Mr. Candle asks him to do. And so, when I asked him to do that, he said, okay. So, he put his arms around him, and he hugged tight. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I said, Abu Bey, you're not having a battle. You're having a love. Now, gentle, real gentle. So, this time, not quite so tight, but still too tight. He, I love me, I love him. Now, Abel, cool it, relax, relax. Now say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And take a deep breath and let it all out. Now, take a deep breath and let it all right now. Now, put your arms around yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like, and gently touch your arms and slide your fingers over your arms and up and down your arms and your elbows and your forearms. And doesn't that feel good? Yeah, that feels nice. You know, Mommy does that when she tells me to go to sleep at night and I'm having trouble going to sleep. She'll take her hand and she'll gently put it over my body, right on top of my PJs and so forth, and just up and down me, and she would say, I like you, I like you, I like you, Ibe, Ibe, you're a wonderful boy, Ibe, Ibe, you're so wonderful. And do you like that? Oh, yes, I like that, but I can't tell her that. Why can't you tell her that? Well, because then she thinks that I like it. Well, that's what you want her to think, isn't it? Well, yes, but can I do that? Of course you can do that. You can ask for more ice cream, can't you, when you want it? You can ask for more cake. You can ask for more of everything when you want it. And when you don't want it, you say, enough. So, when your mommy does that, just say, Mommy, never stop. Never stop. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. And so, what happens then? Mommy does it more, and it feels so good. Now, what about you? What about you doing it to yourself? Have you ever thought of doing it, Jill? You know, Ibu Bey, I travel all over the world visiting boys and girls everywhere. And I have such a good time. But you know what I do before I make my trip? Before I make my trip, and you can imagine that I make my trip at my morning. And of course, it's other people's evenings, but it's my morning. And I wake up and I lay on my bed. And I take my hands and I go over my head and I say, I like me, I like me. I gently go over all of my head. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I don't touch myself necessarily. Just let the energy of my hand, energy of your hands, what's all that about? Well, you have energy in your hands. And that energy flows out of your hands and flows in wherever you put it, whether it's in a puppy dog or a kitty cat or whether it's your teddy bear or your mommy or whether it's yourself. You just put your hands all over yourself. Say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And all down to your toes and down to your feet, down to your bottom and on your backside and your front side and all over you. Even touching where I go potty. Sure, sure, sure. Because you like that too, don't you? You like it that it works, you know? It wouldn't be very happy for you if it didn't work. Well, no, that's true. That's true. Why would you think something's wrong with where you go potty? Well, Because people say, no, naughty, no. Well, that's not really right. That people merely mean that when you're out in society, you put clothes on, and when you're in the bathroom, you can take your clothes off and take your shower and stuff like that and what have you. But you see, they don't understand that the body, all of the body is good. So your body is real good. Now you just go over your whole body and you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And it's not a matter of stopping any place and visiting, you know, like at your heart. Say, I like me heart, you know, or I like me head. But yeah, I like me all. And just go over your allness and just say, I like me. Now try it with me here. Okay. And so, Mr. Candle, I can't see you doing it. Well, just look at me as I'm burning here on the candlestick. And just visualize I have a body and visualize that I'm massaging my body. Just like you are with the energy massage. Now you try it. Well, what do you call it energy massage for? You said it's I like me massage. Well, I think that's even a better name for it. I like me massage. So let's just say I like me massage. Now try it. Do it. And Evil V says, well, can I try it on my teddy bear first? Well, if that's the way you want to do it, that's okay too. Where's your teddy bear? Well, I really don't have any teddy bear. You don't have a teddy bear? You sure you don't have a teddy bear? Do you have any animals? What kind of animal do you have? Do you have a puppy dog? No? Do you have a stuffed anything? What do you have that you have that's stuffed?
Say it.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. McGillicuddy. One of these days I'll ask you to say something for me that I can hear. Chrissy is sitting over here. Chrissy is the auntie for Ibube. And Chrissy is sitting on the side of the bed here with me, Mr. Candle, watching. And I said to Chrissy, what kind of toys does Ibube have? Now, I didn't ask Ibube. Well, I did ask Ibube, but Ibube doesn't really think he has toys. Ibube just think he has things to trample on and to be angry with. And so now, well, what kind of a toy does he do you know?
I saw Judge.
What?
The one he calls Judge.
Judge.
George.
George.
George, yes.
George. And what kind of a creature is George?
It's a tiny bear.
A what?
Bear.
A bear. A Chinese bear.
A tiny bear.
Yes. Okay. Articulation is so important. He is a tiny bear. Now let's go back and talk to Ibube again. Ibube, you there? Yeah. Where'd you think I went? Well, I went somewhere. Oh, you did. Where'd you go? Well, I went talking to your aunties. Oh. Your grandma. Oh, well, what did they say? They said, send you their love. Oh, okay. Now, Ibube, I understand you have a tiny bear. And it's a tiny bear that you have. Now, obviously, it's not something that you treasure, not something that you think is wonderful. What do you have that you think is wonderful? What in the whole world do you have, Ibube, that you think is wonderful? Well, I know, to tell the truth, it's you. You're the only thing in the world that you think is wonderful. You don't think your auntie is wonderful, your grandma's wonderful, your mama's wonderful. You don't think your teachers are wonderful. You just think that you're wonderful. Well, that's a good start. Okay, let's start saying, I like me. I like me. Can you say that with me now? Okay, Ibube, say that with me. I like me, 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 I like me. Now, while you're saying I like me, take your hands and gently massage your body, you know, with an I like me massage, and watch the magic take place. Now, Ibube, I have lots of other kids that I want to go and visit, and I'm going to go visit them. But first thing tomorrow night, when I go on my trip, I'm going to come by you. And I want you to tell me how your day has been after you said, I like me now, before you go to bed, okay? Now, see you tomorrow. So, tomorrow comes. Ibube, Oh, yeah, hi, Mr. Candle. Did you have a good day? Oh, I had a wonderful day. What did you do today? Oh, I did wonderful things. You know what I did, Mr. Candle? You know what I did? Mr. Candle? I gave Mommy a hug even when she didn't ask for it. I gave her a hug around the legs, and then I said, Mommy, bend over right and get your head. I want to hug and snuggle and kiss you. And his mother said, what's the matter with you? And he said, Mommy, I like me. And his mother said, well, that's wonderful, but what's all this hugging about? I think hugging is fine, but, I mean, you know, it's a little different. Well, Mommy, I have been doing what Mr. Candle told me to do. I've been doing the I like me massage, and I've been saying I like me. And I feel so good, and I feel, you know, Mom, I want to do everything that is going to make everybody in my world happy, because I'm their creator. Where'd you learn that word? Well, Mommy, you have told me that a number of times, but this is the first time I heard it from Mr. Candle. And he told me that I'm the creator of my world, and I'm in charge, and everything that I do comes back to me. And if I give out love, it comes back, and if I give up unhappiness, it comes back. Well, Ibube, Mr. Candle asked, how was school today? Oh, Mr. Candle, do you know that the kids in school, instead of picking on me, all came up and said, Ibube, will you play with me? Ibube, will you come with me? Ibube, can I sit next to you? Ibube, can I be your friend? And, you know, Mr. Candle, it's so much nicer being I like me than being I don't like me. Thank you so much for that. I will certainly think that and do that all the time. Well, Ibube, you just go right and do that, because you watch. The more you like yourself, the more you will like all of your world, and the more all of your world will show how much it likes you. So you just go for it, Ibube, and have a wonderful life, and know that I love you. Well, Ibube, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of sand, his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you and put you to sleep. And then you'll have wonderful, happy dreams. So, Ibube, know that I'll see you another time, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.